The word today is Trinity. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. The nature of God's being is fascinating to contemplate, but is beyond our understanding. The Bible not only describes God as all-powerful and all-knowing, but also as three persons in one God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all involved in the plan of salvation. In faith, we trust what we can only partially comprehend about God's nature. Here to help us better understand this mystery is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Trinity.
There are so many wonderful, amazing things learning about the Lord God from the Holy Bible. Many of the miracles that Jesus did or that the Lord God, the Father, performed in the Old Testament are just wondrous, and it is really fun to spend time thinking about the infinite nature of God, the endless love of God in Jesus Christ, the power of the Lord over the physical creation and the way that he formed the elements in the earth, the solar system, the universe with all of its humongous things like stars and galaxies and all. It's just mind-blowing how much there is to learn and appreciate about the Lord our God. One of the things that I find amazing to consider is the triune nature of God. Now, I used a word there that might be unfamiliar to many people. We have listeners all around the world in 67 now languages that we are broadcasting to. We're in the middle of this coronavirus problem, but the word today continues to go on, and the Lord is blessing it abundantly. We're continuing to bring encouragement to you and the word of God clearly. And so it's just a fantastic, wonderful thing. And even though there's a lot of confusion and struggle, there's so much to praise God for and to think about. And our Christian faith continues to bring us lots of good things to chew on mentally. And one of the things that I want to encourage you to learn about, if this is new for you, is the teaching in Christianity of the Trinity. Three persons in one God. Now, that's a struggle for some people because they can't intellectually understand it. And there have been those who said that Christianity cannot be true because they teach the Trinity. And there is no word Trinity actually in the Bible. No, it's a word that summarizes what the Bible teaches us about the nature of God. And you can simply expect that this is going to be beyond rational, full comprehension. You will not understand the Trinity in all of its facets any more than anyone else. And no human will ever fully appreciate the mystery of the three persons of the Godhead until we're in glory with God in his presence. Then we'll fully understand it. Until then, we're like little children who are trying to understand what it must be like to be a grown-up. You can try and you're going to fail. So we should not reject the teaching of the Trinity simply because we can't fully comprehend it. It's a foolish notion to think that God, in his infinite nature, in his all-powerful nature, should be fully comprehended by creatures. That'd be like saying your dog should fully comprehend what you are as a human. Well, that's nonsense. So let's put aside these simple objections to the Trinity. It is clearly taught in the Bible, and I'm going to give you three examples from the New Testament where the Trinity is taught clearly. As I said, the word triune, three in one, is not used in the Bible, but the teaching is there. Here, let me give you an example. I'm first going to refer to Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And by the way, we see the clearness, the clarity of the Trinity really coming into focus in the New Testament. Jesus really kind of pulls this all together. And so you see this happening in the Gospels, where he is discussing his Father and he is discussing the Spirit. And then by the time you get to the letters of the apostles talking about God, they're talking about the Trinity all the time. Give you an example from three letters. Paul the apostle tends to open his letters to the churches by referring to all three persons of the Godhead. Let's take a look at this. In Ephesians chapter 1, as he says in verse 2 and verse 13, he mentions all three persons. He says, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Well, there you have two persons already mentioned. In verse 13, "Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." Now we have all three persons of the Godhead mentioned in an opening of a letter. He does this again in the book of Colossians. In that letter, in chapter 1, verses 3 to 4 and verse 8, he says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then he continues, "Your faith in Christ Jesus and those who told us your love in the Spirit." Let's take a look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. "We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." And then he continues, "with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction." You see the pattern? Paul is reinforcing the teaching that we call the Holy Trinity in his letters to the churches, mentioning the three persons of the Godhead. Now, we need to be clear here. We are not talking multiple gods. That is a pagan notion. That is something found in many other religions in the world, that there are numerous gods. That is not what Christianity is saying. We are saying there is only one true God, the creator of this world, the savior of this world, the one who brings you to faith in Jesus. This one God is often symbolized in Christianity by a triangle, which has three corners, which are distinct, but is one unity. So you can kind of focus on the different parts of the triangle and see the distinctiveness of the corners, but it is one unit. You know, it's funny because we really don't get a whole lot beyond that. We can use fancy theological terms. We can think up all kinds of notions, but we really don't have deep fundamental understanding beyond that because it gets confusing. We're so used to seeing individuals and doing their own thing that it's hard for us to understand that there can be three persons completely together. And in connection with that, I'd like to say that when you see the Trinity of God working in the Bible, you never see these three persons doing their own thing. I often make a joke that you don't see the Trinity acting like separate individuals, where God the Father says, "Well, I'm going to go and create the world." And Jesus says, "Great, I'll go play golf." You know, no, they're always working completely harmoniously, completely in a coordinated way. And you're going to have the three persons of God active, doing things, even though you may only see one person mentioned at any given moment, maybe two. It's rare that you see all three kind of visible and easily seen all at the one time. There was an early heresy in the church that said there's only one person of God, and he kind of puts on different masks, different appearances at different times. That's not correct either. We are not Unitarians. We are not individuals who say there's only one person of God, but that there are three persons of God. But when you're reading through the Bible, pay attention to how the Lord manifests himself with the different persons of the Godhead. It's really incredible. And here's the cool part, is that all three persons of the Trinity have been involved from the very beginning, from the first creation of this world, all the way through the creation of mankind, on into the history of mankind, down to the cross of Jesus, and then at the resurrection, the ascension, the return of Jesus, and the culmination of all things. This three-person God is going to be involved in all of this. So when you're reading the Bible, watch for who is taking lead, who is foremost. You'll see God the Father foremost in the Old Testament. You see Jesus foremost as he took on flesh and went to the cross. You see the Holy Spirit foremost as it's the era of the church and he's cultivating faith and bringing the faith in Jesus to the countless millions. It's just fantastic. It's just wonderful. And I hope you're excited about this and that you want to know more about this. I hope you can get a Bible or continue listening to our broadcast, because we're going to teach you about this triune God, three persons in one God. And they all have been working in order to bring you salvation. These three persons of the Godhead brought you the love of God, the forgiveness of God, the salvation of God through Jesus Christ. I hope that this has been a rather exciting and informative look for you so that you can appreciate the nature of this God who loves you and called you to salvation. Someday we're going to know this without boundaries. We're going to delve into the mysteries of God as we cannot now. But now we have joy that we have some knowledge about the triune God who saved you through Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.